Most New Hampshire residents will never meet their governor. But on Inauguration Day, after the swearing-in and the speech, the pomp and the ceremony, the newly minted governor grants an audience to anyone willing to wait in line.
We're in a really nice, I would call it a hall, not a room, actually, and a lot of paintings of old people, and everyone's in suits, even the ladies, and it's pretty formal shindig, I would say, and I'm waiting in line to see the new governor.
Maggie O'Neill is standing at the tail end of a receiving line that trails out the door of the governor's reception room on the second floor of the State House. She's 25, and she just moved to New Market, New Hampshire with her husband, too late to vote in the local elections. But after Election Day, she said that she felt the need to take a more hands-on approach to politics.
And so a few friends of mine were like, you know what, this is a chance to go. So I said, okay, I'll do it. I don't have anything else to do, and I'll meet the new governor on his first day.
While Sununu's family, friends, and fellow lawmakers roam the room, enjoying free food and a rare party at the State House, O'Neill is here to make a point.
But I'm hoping he's going to commit to his campaign promises. You know, he really promised that he was going to defend women's health care, and that's incredibly important to me.
Attendees only get a minute or two with the governor to shake hands and offer their congratulations or concerns. But O'Neill feels that showing up is half the battle.
I think it's important really, really to remind them and humanize ourselves and be more present even when it is intimidating. So.
And O'Neill wasn't the only one there reminding Sununu of his task at hand. The halls outside of the House of Representatives were lined with protesters urging lawmakers to craft what they called a moral budget, a preview of what's to come for the new governor. Sununu's real work begins the moment the party ends, but the looming to-do list didn't seem to dampen his outlook.
We're having a great day. We're having a great time. There's energy, there's optimism. We're seeing lots of friends and family, supporters, Republican, Democrat. Everyone's coming together. I think people are trying to get excited.
And with that, Sununu was ushered through the dwindling crowd to hold his first meeting as the governor of New Hampshire. For NHPR News, I'm Hannah McCarthy.